finding that really comfortable posture, a position in which you can be restful but alert. So whatever that means for you. Meditation is about falling awake and not falling asleep. So just finding a place where that's the attitude that you bring to it, the intention and the motivation is to stay alert, to stay with the practice. And this is going to be a practice where we start by bringing the attention to the breath, just making sure that there's plenty of space around you. Just noticing how that is, that you're not squished in anywhere, that there's a feeling of openness across the front of your body, around the sides, maybe just taking the arms away from the sides of the body a little bit, and placing your hands in a position where you can really feel the breath moving freely. So you may well wish to just place one hand on top of the other with the thumbs touching, so the right hand on top of the left. Or separate the hands and have them resting on the knees. Or something else. Closing the eyes if you wish to. And taking a little time to drop into the experience of being here in this moment. Feeling into the sensations of the body. Noticing as I invite you to do that, what arises for you? Is there an instant ability to be able to come home to the body and really pay attention, or is there something else that's taking your attention away, maybe holding on to your attention, preventing you from dropping in right now? Just being aware of where you are in this process of transitioning from whatever you were doing before the practice, the external stimulations, and transitioning to having a sense of your internal experiences. And you may be able to sense into the process of transitioning. What's that like for you? Feeling into the changing sensations as we go through this process of letting go of the external and turning up the volume of the internal experiences. And starting the practice of paying attention to the body in some detail. So feeling the connection your body's making with the surface beneath it. Whether you're sitting or lying on the floor or sofa or bed, wherever you are, being attentive. Really sensing into that connection and noticing how that is for you. The posture that you've chosen for yourself right now, is that serving you well? Having a real sense of that surface beneath you. Feeling the weight of your body surrendering to that surface. Perhaps every time you breathe out, there's a real sense of letting go a little bit more. Letting go more into this experience of surrender. And knowing that wherever you are, whether you're on the ground floor or higher up in the building, that the floor is beneath you. And that floor goes into the walls of that building. And the walls of the building go deep down into the foundations in the earth. So wherever you really are earthed and grounded through the connection. Knowing that this earth is holding each and every one of us in the same way. What does that feel like to know that although we're in different countries, that we're still supported by the same earth? The same connections. And then allowing your attention to move from that sense of being grounded and earth to the spine, to the base of the spine. It may be if you're lying down that your spine is still connected to the ground. And if you're sitting, just feeling into the base of the spine. And as your attention rides up through the spine, one vertebra at a time. Noticing if there's a sense of wanting to extend it a little, to create perhaps a little bit of space between each vertebra. And as we shift in this way, what does it feel like? And as we rise up or extend, noticing if the shoulders come with you and see what it's like to soften here. Allowing the neck to lengthen, the head to perhaps ease into the space above, or just knowing that perhaps you can tuck the chin in a little and lengthen through the back of the neck. And sensing into the movement of the body with the breath. Feeling the expansion of the whole with the in-breath. And as you breathe out, that softening back, that release with the out-breath. So we're not trying to change the breath in any way, but noticing that expansion, the contraction, the release, the body getting bigger as the lungs inflate, creating space internally with air that's coming in through the nostrils, into the lungs. And as the air is expelled from the body, how the body shrinks a little in size. Exploring that. Noticing how that feels to expand with the in-breath, become smaller with the out-breath. Having a sense of how you're moving in and out of the space around you. So the emphasis is on that, those parts of the body that are touched by the space, by the air around you. And there's movement in and out of that space as you breathe in and out. Rather like a balloon getting just slightly bigger as the air goes in. And slightly smaller as some air is let out. And seeing if there's a possibility to extend this awareness further into the bigger space around you, perhaps in the room in which you're sitting. The body just naturally increasing and decreasing in size as the breath ebbs and flows. Considering these changing sensations into all the space around you, at the front of the body, the sides of the body, perhaps feeling into the space you've created between the sides of your body and your arms, and then beyond that. And a place that we often forget changes in size and the space it takes up is the back of the body. Can you discern any changing sensations here? Perhaps in the back ribs, the spine, lower back or the shoulders. And how moving into the immediate space around has a ripple effect into the whole of the space in this room. As you breathe in, there may also be a sense of lengthening of the spine. And the top of the head moves into the space above it, perhaps only a fraction. And as you breathe out, is there a dropping back down? And can even that slight movement, if you're able to feel into it, have a ripple effect to the space above you? Feeling into the rhythm, into the ripple. As the movement from the inside of the body and the outside of the body and the space around you becomes a continuous, gentle, rippling movement. All connected. No boundaries, no limits. Does the effect perhaps go further than the room that you're sitting in, lying in? Can it go beyond the walls, pulsating out into the space around your building? The space at the front, the sides, the back, above, maybe even underneath you. Expanding into the day or night, depending on where you are. Maybe up into the sky. To the clouds. beyond the buildings, to the countryside, to the next town or city, widening, expanding, rippling. With you at the epicenter, this boundarylessness going further still, maybe into the space. Into the night sky, the space beyond. Feeling into the spaciousness, the endlessness. Noticing how this feels in your body, heart, and mind. Through the movement of your breath in your body, the walls have dissolved, the movement just ripples far and wide, spacious, endless. Rippling, pulsating, expanding. All the while feeling that connectivity with the ground, with the earth. Having a sense of the earth connecting with that spaciousness through your spine. Moving with the breath, an awareness of how this feels in your physical body. Your feelings, your emotions. Perhaps exploring the sensations in your heart center. and in your mind. As we come towards the end of this practice, sensing once more into the connection you're making with the ground, feeling earthed, supported by the earth's crust. Surrendering the weight of your body once more to gravity. Feeling connected to the ground, stable, present.